Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. All right, hey, listen, we are jumping into a segment now. I love doing this. So, you know, like we do Grand Council on Wednesday, right? I bring in a couple of outsiders, so to speak, and we opine and ping each other with questions. I love the segment we do, though, on Thursdays, where I bring in a couple of what I would call the insiders, and I just give them free rein to give me their particular opinions on things, and then, oh, by the way, also ping me with questions. So, without further ado, Butters is already in the studio. You heard his voice multiple times, but on the line right now is our friend Lee from Huntsville. Hey, Lee, how you doing?
Hi, glad to be here.
Glad you're here. Like, it wouldn't be Butters and Lee if Lee wasn't here, so glad you're here.
It wouldn't. It'd just be Butters.
it'd just be Butters. So that's right. We're going to do what we like to call Butters and Lee. All right, the whoop whoops have sounded. It is time. All right, I'm gonna go with a question about Jeffrey Epstein. This is the case that's like been flying underneath the radar for a bit now, but yet every once in a while you go, oh yeah, whatever happened to that? Well, for reasons that I don't fully understand, the Jeffrey Epstein pedophile plane client list associates, all of it, has been under seal for the longest time. And I'm assuming it's because there's the implications that could be, you know, somebody's name could be attached. But a judge has decided that list will be revealed here, like maybe today, tomorrow. So here's my question. Do you agree with unsealing the list? If so, why or why not? Lee, you first.
Of course I think the list should be unsealed. It was sealed because there's very high level, powerful people on that list.
Yeah.
And, they want to keep their misdeeds under wraps. I get that. But, especially with the suspicious circumstances, highly suspicious surrounding his death, which I don't believe was a suicide at all.
No.
I don't think anybody really does. I do believe that that list should be exposed. I think we already know a few people on there and some who've kind of had to admit it. I know a lot of people jokingly say, oh, you know, the Clintons don't want to be exposed. But we already know Bill Clinton was on his plane like 27 times. We already know that. I mean, that's been out there.
Yeah.
So I don't think that necessarily – I don't know that he was Arkansided, if you will. But – that's what they call, you know, Arkansas. When the Clintons off someone, Arkansas. and people may not know, you know, originally he's the governor of Arkansas, and there's people who have mysteriously died around him, a lot of them.
It's scary but to have the goods on the Clintons.
Yeah, very scary. I think he had a lot of people just as powerful as the Clintons on that list, so I think it's a toss-up on who made that happen, or maybe it was a group. But, yes, I think we should all know, and I think it should be made public at this point.
All right. Butters, what do you think, man?
Well, if the judge mysteriously has an accident, then we definitely know he made the right decision. I am curious what, we can all sit there and say, oh, that's got a list of powerful people, so it was... You know, that's why it was sealed. But I'm curious, like, why was it actually procedurally, you know, sealed? Like, who made a motion for it? Did the judge just do that on his own? So I'm curious on that. And then, obviously, what are you undoing with that? But, I would think that would be something that would get out there. I mean, especially, you know, there's so many public officials that are involved. But I would say there's probably people far more powerful than the Clintons that are on that list that are prefer to be deep state, not, you know, out in the public.
We'll see if Hunter Biden's on the list. We'll see if Larry Fink from BlackRock is on the list. We'll see, you know, if Klaus Schwab
princes
from World Economic Forum. Do what?
There's princes on the list. There's probably sheikhs on the list. Like, there's really high-level billionaires on the list.
Yeah.
I mean, we know Bill Gates is on there. So, you know, I mean, yeah, I think it's in the public's interest now to see it. That's my stake in it. It's in the public's interest now. We need to know.
I agree. And I think we do need to know. I anticipate that the reason why it's been sealed is because of the true threat of guilt by implication. You know, there's going to be people that are, like, what's his name? Robert Kennedy, who's running for president right now. He was on the plane. He goes, yeah, I was on the plane, but we didn't even go to the island or something like that. He was on the plane for like a business reason.
More than that, his wife was friends with Maxwell.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes.
And okay. And that's Yuck. Definitely a. I mean, to play kind of devil's advocate, that's a, you know, there could be people that, like, that's, I mean, you're in that circle of people. It doesn't necessarily mean you're up to no good.
Are we going to find generals and admirals on the list?
I don't know. I mean, the Navy,
maybe,
not too long ago had all the issues over in Southeast Asia and all the admirals that have been prosecuted for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
all yeah. right. So we agree. All three of us agree. Then bring out the list. Bring it out. Bring us your dead. We will see it. We will see it all.
Now, the tough part will be validating, as if that comes out and is put all over the internet, how are we validating that it's the actual list and not, you know, that's ripe for people, you know, doctoring something up and creating, I guess, for lack of better words, fake news and propaganda and putting it out there.
Well, we shall see.
Yeah.
I think the real list is probably buried at Area 51, but we'll see.
Possibly.
Okay. All right. Here's my next question for you in the time that we have left in this segment. Lee, we spent, like, I don't know if you heard the show yesterday, but we spent the entire show yesterday. It was one dipper only, and it just went on and on and on. It's the Colorado Supreme Court ruling about Trump being removed from the primary ballot. So here's my question for you. Predictions. I'm not asking for as much opinion as I am about predictions here. Is this ruling going to stand? And if it does, should Republicans then just go and attack Biden being on ballots themselves? You first, Butters. What do you think? Is it going to stand? And should Republicans go after Democrats if it does stand?
I certainly hope. I don't know that I know enough to say whether it will or won't stand. But I should certainly hope that a fight will be had. And like we've talked about, pretty ad nauseum, that they'll pull it up to the Supreme Court. If it does stand. Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, I mean, I guess the legal procedure has been established and you don't really have any choice. You've got to, as much as it will cause nothing but bad stuff to happen, you know, you got to. Now, the flip side is, do we want to really fight to get Biden off the ticket? Like, is that really something we really want? Like, is it really a tit for tat? Like, I mean, any Democrat's probably going to be not great, you know. Any Republican that might end up running, I mean, with the poll numbers that you've got with Biden, maybe it's fine to just leave him on the ballot.
I can confirm that any Democrat is not great. I can confirm. So all right so the side that I just heard you say then is, if it stands, you would say, then go ahead and that's the new standard. Use it.
You got to follow the law.
Lee, what do you think? If it stands, what do we do with it? Will it stand?
Well, I don't think it's going to stand. I don't see how it's possible. And I think the Supreme Court just can't turn away and not take it. The reason I don't think it'll stand is because they're saying he's guilty of insurrection when he's never been found guilty of an insurrection.
Right.
How do you take someone off the ballot for something they've never been much less accused of but found guilty of? Neither. So I don't see how that could possibly stand. It doesn't make sense to me. You know, I'm not a legal scholar, but that just doesn't make sense. And but the Republican Party there has already said they'll caucus if they won't primary. They'll caucus if it does. And do I think that we should take Biden off the ballot? No. I don't think we should do it to anyone. We can't just start playing by these separate rules, the rules we say we despise, you just find ways around it, like the caucusing. But no, I mean, the southern states took Lincoln off the ballots. I don't know if people know this, back when he was running, because he was anti-slavery, and they took him off the ballot. We can't be reverting back to some of this Banana Republic style behavior. It's not okay.
So I totally agree. I don't want to go there. But I have to say, if the Supreme Court comes out and says that the standard is that all you have to do is be implicated in something and by mere accusation you can be taken off of a ballot, then I would say that is the standard at that point. And I don't disagree with Butters at that point. That becomes the legal arms race at that point. Well, if you did it, I did it. And if you've got one, I've got one. And if you've got three, I've got three. And so I don't know. I look at that, but at the same time, I am absolutely in your camp, Lee. I do not want this to be the standard. This cannot be the way we devolve. That I think this would be the downfall of democracy as we know it.
Yeah.
If it would be.
I'd go after congressmen and senators before I'd go after Biden.
They'll go after dog catchers.
Yeah.
They'll go after everybody. There will be no end to what. Hey, take him off the ballot. I read on social media where he doesn't like, you know, transgenders. That's a violation of California state law. And next thing you know, your First Amendment rights are just shot, and you're off the ballot.
This is what they do in Venezuela. We cannot get to that point. We just can't. And I can't imagine a Supreme Court, especially one. I mean, they've been disappointing, though. I mean, John Roberts is might as well be a Democrat. But you know what I'm saying? Like, a Democrat appointee, I know they're not. They're supposed to be apolitical, but we know they're not. I just don't see how they could allow us to devolve into that. That would be a death knell. It really would.
I think so. All right. Hey, great first round. Great first round. All right, let's go ahead and take the break right now there, Butters. We will take the break. We'll come right back. This is where we switch gears. I sit back and they ask me questions, and I just wait with bated breath to find out what they are. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Butters and Lee. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I'm just saying, like, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, we are going right back now to round number two of Butters and Lee. Get me some whoop whoops, buddy. We got a whoop whoop in there. There we go. Butters has got so many buttons over there. Just so many. You could launch a nuclear missile from this studio. I feel certain.
I hope not.
All right. This is the second part of the. You never know, Lee. We may actually have one spooling up in the.
I mean, we are pretty close to Huntsville. You never know what's going on up there.
Spooling up in the tubes right now.
True.
All right. So round number two, Butters and Lee. This is where we switch gears and y'all ask me a question. Ladies first. Lee, what is your question for me?
Okay, so recently Elon Musk decided to let a few people back on Twitter, one of those including Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Curious as to your thoughts on the fundamental nature of the First Amendment and Musk's, I know he said he's a First Amendment absolutist. Kind of where do you fall on that chart? And do you agree that sometimes that it's a private company argument can be used to deny people access to what now is the de facto public square.
Dang, Lee. Coming in hard. all right. So we got, I'm getting the 5-minute signal from Butter. So thank you, Lee, for participating. We'll see you next time. So first of all, to answer your question in parts, I am a First Amendment absolutist. With the understanding that you cannot incite violence, You cannot threaten somebody else. You can't walk into a crowded theater and yell fire. I mean, there are limitations on free speech when they are directly involving threat to life, limb, or property. Okay, so so I see that, and I think the Supreme Court has already ruled that. That being said, I don't have any problem with Alex Jones being put back on Twitter. I don't have any problem with Donald Trump being put back on Twitter. It freaks people out that they are there. You know what? Don't read their stuff. You're allowed to go on your individual Twitter account and mute or block anyone you want to. So you don't have to even see their stuff. I mean, I can't tell you how many salacious invitations to, you know, a Twitter page that I get that I have to go block, 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 block. You just do. And so I would say to answer your question, if the First Amendment is legit, then it's just legit. It's not legit when you feel good about it. It's legit all the time. And that's what a right is. And the other part of this is most of the people that were being, and by the way, I feel certain that my Twitter feed has been suppressed for the longest time. But those who were being suppressed officially, especially with government intervention, I think at some point that becomes actionable because, yes, to your point, Twitter is a big part of what we now call the public square. It's the electronic public square. You know, 71%, I think it is, of Americans get their news now from social media. If that's the case, then that means
that's a crime.
It's an absolute crime to say, well, it's a crime to say that it's being curtailed. The reality is I wish people wouldn't. I wish they'd go straight to the news sites, find their trusted sources, but a lot of them just flick on through and, oh, what's that story about? And then they'll figure it out. But did I answer your question?
Yeah, I think you did. And I think I agree. I just believe that there's been a lot of collusion between the government and these companies to censor. And when it's the public square, you really can't do that.
Nope.
Which I think, and people have to look up the beginnings of the public square argument, which was in Alabama, actually, you know, over the company-owned town, you know, down there. I can't remember which one it was. But that was kind of the beginnings of that argument of something being the public square and how you can't stop speech.
It's amazing. But, it's amazing what has come out of Alabama. Like New York Times B. Sullivan came out of Alabama, which is the
right.
defamation of public figures case.
Right. There's been a lot, actually.
I tell you what, about a minute and a half to go. Butters, you got a question for me?
All right. Did you see Joe Biden's tweet? Speaking of Twitter,
no.
Okay, so real quick, a tweet: Trump poses many threats to our country, the right to choose, civil rights, voting rights, and America's standing in the world. But the greatest threat he poses is to our democracy. If we lose that, we lose everything. Take Biden, take Trump out of this. An elected president saying something like that in a public square. Even in that form or any of the other forms, what's the implication of that?
Well, he's a fearmonger. I mean, he's a fearmonger by trade. He's a fearmonger by his very nature. That's how he survives. He's a fearmonger and a liar. And so is that just what we call political puffery? No, I think he's truly trying to stoke fear because that's what he does. Look at the speech he gave in front of the red background with the Marines standing behind him. It was designed to create fear. And you know, think about what he did during the pandemic. It's the unvaccinated, get on board, you know, just on and on and on. All he's got nothing. He's got no policies, no leadership skills. So what he's trying to do right now is lead by fear. And were the names changed, I think that would still be an inflammatory statement to your point, because the very idea that one person is a threat to democracy. No, the only threat to democracy is your inability to allow people to have a democratic opportunity to vote. And keep in mind that
it was a threat to his presidency.
Here you go. He's a
Donald
threat.
Trump is a threat to his presidency. But he didn't write that anyway. His handlers wrote that. His handlers wrote the speech he read in front of the red background. He's eating oatmeal, and his handlers are writing this stuff.
He still gave the speech, though. That's the thing.
He did. He did. He'll probably stand up there and stand by it. But
it's awful. All right. Lee from Huntsville. We love you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Merry Christmas. All right. That was Butters and Lee. Coming up next, our numero tres. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.